Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
That's awesome, isn't it? Amazing that how little faith that people have. But it's the enemy. You got to realize it's just the devil. He's trying everything to kill. We got somebody else. There's not a whole lot you can do. I mean, as a Christian, you can continue to pray for her, and it's definitely your faith that's getting it done. There's no two ways about that. But it would be technically impossible to keep someone like that healed. Because if you go in and they have no faith, and especially, you know, if the man, which is the spiritual authority over that, has no faith, and they're all lost, and they're all speaking the wrong things, they've got the door wide open to the devil. You know, it's just, and you just be bouncing him around. But, you know, you can kick him out, and then you go, and they're going to keep living in sin, and he's going to come back. So, you're going to increase their life a little bit, and their quality of life a little bit with your faith, but you won't be able to get those people healed and change them until you learn to go to the third heaven to take authority over the devils that's blinding their man. See, from the third heaven, that's where Satan is below your feet, and that's where you can walk into the throne of grace, like Hebrews 4:16 says. And when I learned that, I'd try to get people saved or get people healed, and I've had people cuss me out. You know, I've literally walked in and say, "Hi, I'm Thurman Scrivener," and they tell me, "What's your name?" And I said, "Do you know Jesus?" And they said, "Blankety blank, no," and I don't want to blankety, my boy, whoa. You know, all this profanity coming, well, I know that's the devil, see. So I don't even try to talk to people like that. And I said, "That's okay, just give me your name." "Oh, what are you going to do?" I said, "Well, I'm going to take you to the throne of grace, and I'm going to kick this devil out of you and get you healed and get you saved." "I don't want nothing to do with that stuff." "That's okay." I said, "You ain't got nothing to say about it." You know, so I take the Word of God, and I go to the throne of grace. And when I go, like Hebrews 4:16 says, and when I go to the throne of grace and I kneel there and I worship and praise the King, the devil's under my feet. He has to be subject to me. And then when I found out that not only is there, if there's anybody lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world blinded their mind, just like that older gentleman. There was a lady, the most profound testimony in that realm that I guess I've ever had, was a lady called me one day, just hadn't been a year ago, and said her daddy was 86 and he wasn't in too good a health. And she said, "My daddy's lost and he's been mean, he's been mistreated my mother, and all kinds of things." And she said, "I went over to my dad's mother's house and tried my best to lead my daddy to Jesus today." And she said, "My daddy literally cussed me out and throwed me out of the house. He didn't want nothing to do with Jesus." She called me crying. I said, "Well, first thing I want you to do, woman, I want you to drop them tears." I said, "Because Jesus told me and you to come boldly into the throne of grace. He didn't tell me to bring you in there dragging, bawling, and squalling. He told me to me and you to come in there bold as lions." So I said, "You know, drop them tears and realize that the King told us what to do." So I said, "Now then, let's me and you go into the throne of grace." And so we went into the throne of grace, into the third heaven, where we're seated in Christ already. And I praised and worshiped the King for a little while. She's on the phone about 3 or 4 hour drive from here. And I'm out here at my ministry center. I started kicking the devil out of her daddy, demanding him get his hands off, quoting the Word of God and everything. And after I demanded Satan stop doing what he's doing and using his spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies and his demons on earth and taking authority over all of them in the name of Jesus, telling them what to do, then I asked the Father in Jesus' name, just like John 6:44 says. Said, "No one can come into the kingdom except to be drawn by the Father." Well, the Father uses the Holy Ghost to draw. So I said, "Father, in Jesus' name, send the Holy Ghost that's on earth to begin to convict this man of sin. Draw him into the kingdom." I said, "Then save him." I said, "Now send the proper labor into the harvest, the proper labors." You know who that labor is. If it can be his daughter, use her. If it's not her, then you know exactly who it is. But send the proper labor into the harvest to bring that man into the kingdom. And I claim that man, spirit, soul, and body, for you and for service under your kingdom forever. I said, "Thank you, Lord. It's done because it's written in your word." 3 weeks later, that man was gloriously saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And that man got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and she called me that day. She was hysterical. Thurman, guess what? I just got that. My daddy's out. My daddy got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost today. All at one time. I mean, she said our vet, he owned several hundred acres of land down there. And she said he's used a veterinarian down there. And said he called him and said, praise God, I got saved today. And he said, that veterinarian, he said, I don't believe this. He said, I got to come over there. So said he, his office, I think it was about 10 or 12 miles from where we live. But she said, I guarantee that veterinarian was out there. It seemed like in 5 minutes. Said he come running in the house and said, I got to see you. I can't believe, as mean and as wicked as you've been, you really got saved. Well, he come in, saved, speaking in tongues every once in a while and everything else. It was an awesome thing. But the old gentleman really did get born again. Well, I mean, what do we not understand? God's Word clearly told us in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. He said, if there's anybody lost on this earth, they're lost because of God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded your mind to the truth of the gospel. Well, if 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4 says that Satan has blinded your mind to the gospel, and Luke 10, 19 and 20 says, behold, I give you power to tread on the serpent and his scorpions, and all power is given to you over him, and him, Satan and his demons, shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. Let me tell you, when I learned I had all power and authority over the devil, and the beast had to be subject to me, and I could kick even Satan himself out when I stepped into the throne of grace, the devil ain't no problem with me no more. I mean, if my king, which is Jesus, whipped him on the cross 2,000 years ago and give me all power and authority over the devil, and he has no power over me unless I walk in sin, you think I'm going to let the devil beat up on me anymore? Absolutely not. I'm going to take the Word of God, I'm going to drive that devil out, and I'm going to walk holy before God. And when I speak in the name of Jesus, I expect my brother Jesus to do what he said he would do. And until you get to the point where you realize it's not you doing nothing when you pray, it's your Jesus. Now, if you think it's you, you can't have faith for very much. But when you realize it's your Jesus, you can have faith for anything. Because it's not you, it's Him. Now, without Him, I can't do nothing. I can't even bat an eyelash. I can't take a breath without the King. But with Him, Christ, this is a mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world. In Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Colossians 2:4 says, all the secrets of the universe are hidden in Him. If all the secrets of the universe are hidden in Him and He's in you, then where are all the secrets of the universe? In me. In you. What do I got to do? Tap into Him. Ask in faith. And He can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can even think or imagine. So until you start thinking like God. See, that's like, as Cheryl, my wife, as she took notes and she wrote that song, Sozo Me, Lord, one of the lines in it is, don't think like man, think like God. See, when we get to where we think like God, then we can speak in His name and He can do mighty miracles. In fact, you know, I walk into a hospital room with somebody on their deathbed with their body swelled up. I've walked in there several times and I look at somebody and I think, Lord, what am I doing in this place? And then all of a sudden the Holy Ghost hits me and He slapped me about twice and He said, you didn't come down here in your power. You come down here in my power. Now get over and do what I told you to do. So then I attacked him in the name of Jesus. I said, it ain't me. That's just like when Dr. Perry Smith come over here and he started listening to my tapes. He come down here from Greenville. Greenville. And he came down here and he said, Thurman, I've never heard the Word taught like you teach it. But he said, I've got a woman by the name of Betty over here in Medical Center, right over here at 75, and said, if God don't intervene this week, that woman's going to be dead. Said she's already comatose. He said, would you go over there with me after church this afternoon? It was on a Sunday. And pray for her. I said, sure. So I go. He said, they're Baptists. I said, that's okay. Don't make no difference to me. So I went with him. Went over and met her Baptist husband. I said, are you and her a believer in Jesus? He said, we are. I said, good. I said, you believe God will heal her? He said, if it's God's will, he'll heal her. I said, well, we're going to do a little teaching to you. So I opened James 5, 14, 15, 16. And I said, I want you to see this promise in James 5, 14. James 5, 14, Jesus said, is any sick among you? Now then, when he asked that question, is any sick among you, who would that include? Well, I mean, that's the way I read that too. Any sick among you, I believe he meant any. Let him call for the elders of the church. I said, now, you're the husband, and she's comatose, and she's dying, and I'm an elder. I said, so it says, let them, or him, call for the elders of the church, and have the elders of the church anoint him with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. Every time. That's what the king says. But I said, we've got to believe that. So he said, okay. He said, man. He said, it is God's will to heal my wife, isn't it? I said, hey, you're on the right track. That's a good place to start, isn't it? So I walked in. I said, now, do you believe that? You want to ask me to do that and believe it's going to happen? He said, Jesus said it. That's one good thing about Baptists. They're word people. And if you get the right words in them, they believe God's word when they get in them. They believe it. That's what they just don't know it. That's the problem with us Baptists, you know. But when you show a Baptist that Jesus said something, they will believe it. And that's praise God. They just don't know it. So anyway, he said, man, that's what it says. I said, well, he meant what he said. So he said, man, let's do it. I said, okay. So he stood at the doorway with Dr. Perry Smith. I walked in there. They stood right there and watched me. I walked up, and there was that woman just dead as a doornail as far as I was concerned. She was breathing with a machine, but she was out of it. I just reached up her and put a little oil on her head right there, you know. And I said, Lord, I rebuke this devil that's killing this woman in the name of Jesus. Devil, you got to come out of her. I said, Lord, you told me to anoint her with oil and pray the prayer of faith. I said, you're healed, woman, in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. I walked over and said, guarantee you, I'll be out of here, nothing flat. I mean, you got to believe Jesus said, right? He said the prayer of faith will do what?
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.